Hello, everyone. My name is Zoe. I'm 16 years old, and I was a camper at Camp Stevens for, as Paul mentioned, 6 years. And last year, I had the pleasure of becoming a counselor at Camp Stevens. The first year that I went to camp, as I was sitting there the first day, terrified out of my mind of being thrown into a place with a bunch of people I didn't know and into a new environment, I had no idea how important camp would end up being to me. Camp has helped me through so many transitions in my life, whether it's been moving to a new house or getting through high school. And I know that everyone at camp will always be there for me, and I've made friends for my entire life there. Last summer, as I said, I had the pleasure of being able to be a counselor at camp. And as I showed up for the 10 days of counselor training, I realized that there were a whole lot of people just like me who had thought that camp was so important to them. During counselor training, we did an exercise called Saving Camp Stevens. And our CT group, comprised of, I think, 6 people, had to come up in 45 minutes with a presentation as to why we should save Camp Stevens from a possible shutdown by the diocese. And I think a lot of us were quite upset about this. It was, of course, completely made up. But we realized that camp was so important to us and so important to who we are and discovering ourselves as people. And the idea of camp closing down was so awful to all of us, and even one girl who started crying. And we realized that camp is essential to who we are. So today I invite you all to help take part in something amazing. First of all, if you have kids of camp age, which would be 9 to 16, you should definitely sign them up to go to camp. I'll be outside if you want to find out what weeks I'll be working this summer so you can see a friendly face. If you don't have kids of camp age, you can help send another kid to Mama Hills. I had Christina in my group last year, and I had Cleopatra the second week where I wasn't a counselor, but I remember walking up onto the lawn the very first day and Cleopatra just running over to me and giving me this huge hug. It means so much to these kids to be able to get out for a week and to come to a place where they're accepted. Also, in 2007, a fire swept through camp that destroyed about 2 dozen buildings, including all of the cabins on Girls Hill. So for the past, I think, 4 years, we've been in tarp tents on Girls Hill. So if you'd like to make a donation to help rebuild our cabins, which are absolutely beautiful, you can see the table outside, and we can help you make a donation. So thank you.